in a comfortable seat. Your eyes can be closed. And you can take a moment to feel yourself arrive, but maybe to help you feel you're arriving, that you're slowing down into the present moment. Sense the space that you have around you, physically, the space in which you are. But also in time, the space that you've given yourself within the day. And then you explore the space inside. How much space inside the physical body? How much space in your mind? How much space in the areas of your body that holds emotion or where emotions are felt? How much space for your breath? I think as soon as we look for space outside and inside, the feeling of having constant movement or constant agitation around or within settles. Something calms down. So enjoy feeling more and more space here. And as you do so, we're going to start to deepen the breath. Maybe using your Ujjayi breath. Remembering that as the inhalation progresses, just feel your body more and more opened, more and more spacious to receive the breath. And with each exhalation, it's a deeper softening, a deeper release. So let's meet with the breath together. We can inhale and we exhale. In Ujjayi, we inhale and we exhale. Inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 1. Exhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last inhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You can let the breath be for a little moment. Let go of your ujjayi. Just feeling the quality of your presence broaden. And now still with your breath. Maybe still in ujjayi. On the exhalation, you're going to allow the head to tilt forward, the shoulders to roll forward, your entire spine rolls as if you wanted to bring your head towards your feet. And when you inhale, you do the opposite. You unroll from the bottom of the spine up, pulling the tail back slightly, lifting your heart, maybe lifting the head, the chin a little. And you repeat, exhale, you round. Take it as slow as you need. And inhale, you arch. Again, exhale, you round. Inhale, you arch. Exhale, you round. Maybe next time you round, you want to stay here just for one or two breaths, maybe moving your head a little bit if it feels good in the upper back or mid-back stretch. And then you can unroll up, feeling the verticality in the spine. Feel the breath. Now into a side bend. So the right hand, place it just next to you on the right, and then the left arm up, and you can lean to the right side, stretching the left arm over the ear, beyond the head to that side. And as you reach the left arm into that diagonal, you root in opposition the left bum. But mostly breathe. See how you can find space in your body, even when it's very stretched, to welcome the breath. And then you can come up to sit straight, lower the left hand by your side, reach the right arm up, and you can side bend to the and breathe. Good. And come back up, release both arms. Have this little moment to feel. Starting to feel a different connection to your feelings, to your body, the sensations. And when you're ready to move on, you can open your eyes and we can settle in downward dog. So take a few breaths in downward dog. You can stay still. Maybe you want to bend one knee to heavy the opposite heel down, but you don't have to. You can stay still as well. See how the breath goes here. And see how soft the features of your face can remain. Let's bring the right foot between the hands. And to start, we take a few breaths here. On our fingertips, the back leg is straight, the knee is off the floor. We're on the fingertips and we're lengthening the spine forward. So there's a long line from the back heel to the crown of the head. Just see how you can receive the breath here. This neutral alignment of the spine. And then without changing the distance between the feet, you're only going to straighten the front knee and you fold over this leg. The back heel can stay in the same direction as before, it's just heaving towards the floor. And we breathe in this forward fold. And again, feel yourself very easy, very soft, so that it's easier to create space in the body, but also in the mind and in the breath. And now bend the front knee, place the back knee on the floor, and take your torso up to a low lunge. It's good to have the hips first a little further back, so you feel yourself lifting out of your hips, but then allow them to move forward, keeping the strength in the front foot and in the front leg, and then reach the arms up. Either palms together, gaze up, or palms apart, gaze forward. A few breaths in this one, which resembles a bit more of a back bend. Fill up your back body. Good, let's lower the hands down. And press back to downward dog. And you can bring the left foot between the hands, coming onto the fingertips, lengthening the heart forward, and maybe see that you're not lengthening the heart forward, the chest forward, by bringing the chin forward. You soften the chin in slightly, and this offers a much softer way to be in the posture. Just breathe here. And then on exhalation, simply straighten the front leg onto which you let your torso fold. The back heel heavies towards the floor, but it doesn't have to turn in, just stays in the same line. And we see how the breath feels here. Creating space with the inhales. Releasing, softening more with the exhales. And then let's bend the front knee. Place the back knee on the floor and take your torso up again. So hips a little further back at first, so we can really feel that we're growing out of the hips through the spine. And then when the hips start to move forward, let's try to keep it out of the hips. And then reach the arms up, either hands together or apart, and we breathe here. Feel that your back body breathes. And let's bring the hands back down again and press yourself back to downward dog. We can walk the feet to the front of the mat, either hip distance apart or together. And draw the lower belly very lightly in. It helps you to feel the hinging from the hips. And then bring your hands to your hips and you can come all the way up to stand in Tadasana, in mountain pose. We're going to take three cycles of sun salutation. So first, find your stand. Finding stillness within the movement. Finding the connection to the earth, but also feeling the connection to the space above. You're linking both, and we'll link both through the breath, fluid in our sun salutation. So reach the arms up, inhale, and fold over your legs, exhale. Forehead towards the legs. Heart halfway up, inhale, chin slightly in, and jump or walk back, chaturanga. High to low, push up. Cobra or upward dog, you breathe in. And downward dog, you breathe out. Stay in downward dog. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. Exhale, bend your knees, look forward, and walk or jump to the front of your mat. You land lightly, the heart opens on the inhale, and exhale, you fold over your legs, forehead towards the legs. Come all the way up through the flat back. Use your arms, but soften in the neck. And savor the moment. Arms release down, everything releases on this last exhale of the sun salutation. And we start again. Arms up. Inhale. Fold forward. Exhale. Flat back. Inhale. Chaturanga. Exhale. Low push up. Cobra or upward dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Exhale. Deep inhale, deep exhale, deep inhale, deep exhale, deep inhale, exhale, bend the knees, look forward, jump or walk to the front, inhale to the flat back. Exhale, fold onto the legs. Come all the way up. Inhale. Feel the power in your feet and in your legs. As you reach up and soften as the arms come down, standing at the front of the mat. Let's take one more. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold onto the legs. Flat back, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Cobra or upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. Feel the stability in your pose, but feel how easy and spacious it is. On your next exhalation, you'll bend the knees, look forward, and lightly hop or walk to the front. Inhale to the flat back, make it smooth. And exhale, fold onto the legs. Come all the way up, deep inhale. Arms by your side, exhale. Let's just have a little moment to feel the echo of the sun salutation or the beginning of the class. How are the sensation evolving in the physical realm? How is it evolving, changing in the mind? Is it becoming a little more present, a little more settled, a little more spacious? And how more at ease and alive does it feel in your breath? Let's reach the arms up again. Inhale. Fold onto your legs as you exhale. Let's just maybe open the heart and then walk to your downward dog. You're going to come to high plank and then lower all the way down onto your stomach. Once you're down, you can start by bringing the two hands on top of each other and you rest your forehead onto them. And then the first pose, we're going to keep the hands, the upper body, the head down, and we lift only the legs. So try to bring your legs together and come and lift your legs. And we take a few breaths. Find length. Really use your breath. Two more breaths. And then you can release the legs down. Really relax the bum, the legs. And then come and bring your hands close to your chest, so a bit lower down than your shoulders, and you're going to wave yourself up to a cobra. If the cobra is a little too strong, you come to the Sphinx with the forearms on the ground. Shoulders are back and down, elbows are slightly bent, and again, take a few nice, long, deep breaths. On each inhalation, your back body widens, but then you also feel the side bodies expand, and you also feel the front that's getting lengthened, stretched. Only have the head back if the arch is big enough, otherwise it's only going to create tension in your neck. Good, and come down onto your stomach, and as you do so, press your hips up. Let's come to all fours, and let's come to kneel. Vajrasana. So we're sat upright, bum onto the heels. I want us to feel here for a little moment. Feel the sensations in the upper body, in the arms, the shoulders, upper part of your ribcage, in the heart area. There's nothing particular to be felt. It's only being more aware of what's happening, of how you feel this area of your body. There's nothing wrong to feel. And then you can come on your bum. Let's spread both legs out. So we have this wide angle, both legs out. You can always be a little elevated with the hips. And then we're going to take a side bend. So the right hand goes just on the inside of the right leg. And we bend our right waist onto the right leg. The left arm goes up and maybe stays up or maybe turns over the ear. Now the right arm, it can stay here, it can reach for the right foot, or it could also go into the other direction towards the left leg, just to create a bit more space in the waist and to pass the right shoulder beyond the leg. And again, breathe here. Your face is soft, your breath is at ease. And then we stay on that leg, but we're going to now turn the stomach and the chest onto the leg. So the right arm passes on the other side. We're either holding the foot or having the hands on each side of the leg. And this time we bring the forehead closer to the leg. And again, breathe here. Good. You can slowly come up. Have a little moment in the center. And when you're ready to take it on the other side, take the left hand on the inside of your leg. Lean sideways onto the left leg. Right arm can stay up or can move over the head. And your bottom arm can also reach towards the opposite leg if you prefer. So use no force. Like if there's over willingness to get somewhere in the pose, it's going to harden the tissue, harden the mind. It's not going to help us to go further. So really, allowing yourself to follow the pace of your body. And then you turn onto the leg, so you pass the left arm on the other side. We bring the stomach and the chest, the forehead onto the leg. Staying with your breath. And when you see that you're not that present in your sensation and in your breath, just the same, very compassionately, very lovingly, you bring yourself back
And you do that as many times as is needed with a lot of patience.
Good. And you can come up again. Okay, come to sit cross-legged again to feel for a little moment. How does it feel in the, probably more in the mid part of your torso? And then you can extend both legs forward to Paschimottanasana. So place yourself nicely. Again, elevate the hips with a blanket or a cushion if you need. If you can keep your legs straight, you keep them straight. If they need to bend slightly, you can bend them. And then let's fold onto the legs. And we're going to hold it for a few minutes. So you have time to get there. Not rush getting in your posture.
When you meet a resistance in the body, see if you can soften in your mind. The breath is getting calmer. A space across your forehead, more relaxed, more broad. And then you can gently come back up, take your time. And either you can keep the legs straight to feel, but maybe it's more comfortable to just cross the legs again. Feeling the energy, the opening in the lower back, into the hips, the pelvis. You could stay sat now. I'm soon going to guide you into a short moment of breath. But if before that you want to take a couple of minutes in Shirshasana, in headstand, you can go ahead. So I leave 2 minutes for Shirshasana. If you choose not to do it, you can stay sat. Keeping the eyes soft, keeping the breath easy. Good. If you're still in your Shirshasana, you can slowly come out of it. Short moment of the counter pose, and then you can come to sit again. Just like we started the class, we're going to take again our Ujjayi. On a rhythmical pattern, inhale 5, exhale 5. But this time we're going to add some easy suspension. If you want to bring the chin in during the suspension, you can. If you want to engage Mudra Bandha, you can. And if holding the breath doesn't feel comfortable at all, just do the normal breathing without suspension. Now, just one thing: when you're gonna inhale, your awareness is gonna move downwards towards the root chakra, towards the pelvic floor. When you exhale, your awareness is gonna travel upwards again along the central axis of the body, all the way up into the midbrain. So inhale together into the base, and exhale together into the midbrain. Inhale, awareness travels downwards. Exhale, awareness travels back up to the midbrain. Inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold the breath, stay in the root chakra. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold the breath out, presence in the midbrain. Inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, traveling downwards. 1, hold the breath. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, into the midbrain. Hold the breath. Inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 5. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold at the midbrain. Inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold the breath. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold at the midbrain. Inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hold. Take a nice inhale. And this time just exhale to release, letting go slowly of the breath, allowing it to be. So now I wanted to offer a practice where you could carry on with your meditation. So if you feel in that space, maybe you want to practice the breath a little longer, or go straight into a meditation, Or maybe you want to lie on your back and have a few minutes of Shavasana. But I'll close the practice here so that you can pursue with whatever you're being called to. Namaste.